Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes here. We're looking at Yuma 75, talking about the little things Hashem does for us, even though everything He does is a big thing. In truth, the Israelites in Egypt did not have to purchase fish, the Gemara points out, on 75, since they would bring them from public property. For the Master said, when the Israelites in Egypt would draw water, the Holy One, blessed is He, would prepare small fish for them in the water, and these fish would be drawn with the water in their jugs. So even in a small aspect, a small way, Hashem did whatever He could in Mitzrayim, and of course nowadays, to help us out. People think about the wonderful stories, those crazy miraculous stories, how there was one guy left with a kidney in India, and he matched up with someone in California. Crazy! Which is amazing and miraculous in its own right, but everything Hashem does for us is miraculous, and sometimes we see it in small, minute ways. Hashkacha Pratis, Divine Providence, we talk about this a lot in the Divine Providence lecture. Hashem really arranges everything for us all the time, and a simple thing is still Hashem winking at us, Hashem waving at us, Hashem saying, I got your back. Don't worry about it, I got your back. And sometimes when we think about it, we can notice it, we can realize it from the little things that Hashem does. So for instance, back in the days when I had to run for different trains before we had this remote year and before I found rides or whatnot, there were some times where I made it to the train with literally 10 seconds to spare, literally 20 seconds to spare. And one time I made it with 2 minutes to spare, even though we rushed on two wheels together, my wife dropped me off. And it's interesting because every other day the train came at 7:13, but that day that I was running 2 minutes late and I got to the train station at 7:15, the bus pulled up at 7:15. A small example of how Hashem makes it that He's winking at us, He's waving at us. Understand, just as the Jews in Egypt, they pull in the water, Hashem puts in the fish in the water so they get it at the same time. Hashem was saying, this is a difficult existence, but I'm going to help you a little bit more. Sometimes when we get things, we see things, we don't realize that Hashem is always there for us on even a small level. It reminds me, lahavda, when you buy a cereal and it comes with a gift inside, you don't even realize it comes with a little gift. The manufacturer puts it in. Lahavda, Hashem is the manufacturer of all. And when we have the cereal of life, when we have the food of life, Hashem puts in that prize, puts in that present. We just have to look at it. We just have to look for it, just like the Jews saw the little fish Hashem put in the water for them. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 76 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.